Keeping it going with our locker room chats here. Trent Craxton with you here talking to Centralia Panthers head coach Roger Holthouse. It's presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Elmer's Repair and Supply. And coach, some tough competition that you faced last week at the Jamboree. Were you pleased with what you guys saw from your players?
Yeah, I thought the kids flew around for the most part. I thought we did some good things. And on the other hand, we got a lot of things to work on. But that's why you play that Jamboree and see what you got to work on. And I thought our kids at times did well, and at times we got some stuff to work on. But I was happy with – nobody got hurt, so that's always good. And I thought we played all right.
And you guys have a really good senior backfield, quarterback Quentin Altifer, Deegan Ronenbaum, and Isaac Reinecke. What have you seen from those three? Have those three stepped up and really led the team this year at the player level?
Yeah, you know, not bad. Quentin's done really – Isaac's been kind of banged up a little bit. Didn't play much in the Jamboree. Played a quarter of the snaps. You know, so Dagan's done good. In all my seniors, not those three, but I got five others that have done a good job in the summertime and also – as we hit these first 3 weeks of football practice, fall practice. So I've been pleased with all my seniors, and I think all three, those three you mentioned, have done a good job and come to practice and did what they had to do to try to make us better.
And you guys have a new district this year, but some really tough non-district and non-conference games for you guys to start the year against Rock Creek and Jeff West. So what's the message to your guys playing against that caliber of team?
Well, my message is, they play 11 guys, we play 11. So when we step on the field, it's 11 versus 11. It's not a, you know, 4A versus a 1A. It's still 11 kids versus our 11 kids. And we want to execute at the highest level, and we want to play hard. And I don't care if we're playing those guys or whoever we're playing. I expect that same result each and every night.
All right, and when we return here on Locker Room Chats, we'll talk to head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthouse, specifically about this matchup Friday as they travel to Rock Creek when we return on 921 KMZA. All right, Coach's Show rolls on here, talking with Centralia Panthers head coach, Roger Holthouse. It's presented to you by Community Healthcare System and Helena Agri Enterprise in the area. And, Coach, we talked a little bit about it before the break. You mentioned it, 4A Power Rock Creek, they move up on the road. What have you guys done to prepare this week, even through the heat, to face on a powerhouse like that?
Rock Creek's got all their skill back. So I imagine the ball's going to be in the air a lot. They lost a lot of their line and a pretty good tailback from last year. So we got to be ready for, I think, the defensive pass. And then I, as far as the message to the team is, you know, we got to be physical. We're going to run the football. We're going to be physical and, limit the mistakes and win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
And would you say just winning in the trenches is going to be your key to pulling what a lot would probably see as an upset across the state?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think if we got any advantage, it's going to be in that area where I think we do have a little bit of experience back, I hope, and I think. I hope we play well there. But we got to play well there for us to win. If we don't play well there, it's going to be a long night for us. But Trent, that's going to be in every game. We have to win the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball for us to be successful in whoever we play.
And it's been a hot week. How have you guys dealt with that through practice to prepare for Friday?
Well, the last couple of days we went in the morning at 5:30. 5:30 and 7:30 to beat the heat. I tell my coaches, I don't know if you can really prepare for the heat. It's just, it is what it is sometimes. But our two practices in the morning, these last couple of mornings have been very, very good. The kids are focused. The energy was there. And I've been very pleased with this last couple of days of practice. And, you know, we're going to start at 8:00 Friday night, so it'll be a little bit, a tad bit cooler. But we can't let heat determine the outcome. We just got to get past that and concentrate on us.
All right, Coach, thank you, and have your guys hydrate, you guys on the sideline as well coaching, and safe travels out there on Friday.
Thank you, Trey, and I appreciate it.
Yep.